Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff, and then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search after words, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes afterwards can be a little NSFW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
I just flipped the switch.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
John Jay and Rich, Wednesday, November 17, 2021. Call us at 877-937-1047, but you can also text us. You text JJR and your message, and it could be about anything, and we will call you back. It's a service we offer. You text us, text JJR and your message to 96893, and we'll call you back. Now, I want to tell you guys something weird that happened, and I think it's weird, but also at the same time, I think maybe it's not weird. You know, I have these debates in my head sometimes where like a confrontation. So I want to tell you guys the story. And at the same time, I feel like you're going to say it's no big deal. But I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that at the end because there's two things that happened that I want to really get into. One is the Spider-Man trailer came out. And that was kind of like a big deal at my house last night. And then also, I knew Tiger King 2 was coming out, but I didn't know it came out.
Yeah, came out this morning.
Oh, good I job. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you know how Kyle is with TV. Like, it came out this morning. And how much of it have you watched already?
Like 2.5 episodes.
Oh, my God.
So when Tiger King first came out, I mean, it consumed the world. And it was so good and so bizarre. I'm not too excited about Tiger King 2 because I'm curious. I feel like it's going to be old footage and it's not anything. So how is it?
Okay. Yeah. I did not have very high expectations at all.
Right.
But I'm like, I got to check it out because Tiger King, the first one, was so amazing. So it starts off, the first episode kind of like picks up where we know Joe Exotic left off, like asking for a presidential pardon. And it follows the lawyer, and the lawyer that picked up Joe's case is kind of a character in himself. And it catches up with all the people that worked for Joe, all the people that were on season one, you know, Jeff Lowe, Carol Baskin, not current Carol Baskin, because we know she's trying to block like using any of her footage for this one. So I was like, okay, this is good, but I hope it doesn't just stay on this, because we know by the beginning or middle part of the second episode that President Trump decided not to give him the presidential pardon. And then it goes into, if you remember, in first Tiger King, it was like, you watch that show and you're like, 100%, Carol Baskin killed her husband. Mm. She fed him to the tigers. There's no question. His body is somewhere on that land, decomposed from in tiger poop, right? Like, that was pretty much the feeling. Starting in like episode 2 of Tiger King 2, you definitely have doubts. Like, this guy may still be alive. He was into a bunch of shady stuff in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. Like, it goes into Carol Baskin's ex-husband and what he was doing in Costa Rica. They literally went to some of his farmland. They talked to one of his farmhands. They talked to the guy that says he was his front man. Like, this guy would fly to Costa Rica with hundreds of thousands of dollars and tell this guy, like, go put it in businesses. And
sounds like Narcos.
He was a frequent at this brothel where he spent a lot of time with a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, wow.
And so you start to, like, sort of go, okay, maybe it wasn't Carol Baskin, because there was probably a lot of other people in Costa Rica that may have wanted him dead. And then they talk about reports of him possibly still being alive, like federal reports of him being seen traveling and stuff like that. So honestly, I'm a little bit into the third episode, and it's really good. Like, it's very compelling.
All right, so that's Tiger King 2, season 2. Had no idea it was coming out. But then the Spider-Man trailer came out too. Nick, you give that a thumbs up?
I sent you an email about it.
Oh, you did?
So I sent you an email about it.
Okay, so what do you think?
He had to write down all of his thoughts.
So the email, well, it's a good thing this isn't a newspaper. Well, he wrote me an email about it, okay.
Just say what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not newspaper.
Obviously, it's great.
Stop the damn presses. It is a newspaper. The new Spider-Man trailer is everything. Big reveals and sad, haunting, and it still holds back some mystery. Yeah, it's pretty good because I saw it had like the first villain in it. Doc Ock is in it, right?
Yep.
But I got to tell you, he didn't look too scary like he did back in 2000 when the first one came out.
Well, they kind of like approach him like he's not scary. Like, what's
right.
your name?
What's your name? He goes, Doc Otto.
They're like, Sandman's in it, right?
I saw Sandman and I saw Willem Dafoe's characters
Willem Dafoe's
in it.
Yeah. There. That's big. Electro's in it. You see Jamie Foxx for a second?
I didn't see him in it.
Yeah, he's
finally watched it for a second.
Yeah, so like all the villains from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man for sure are in there, and some of the last ones too.
But
so
you don't really
cool.
see the Tobey Maguire and the Andrew Garfield.
No, they don't show. I don't think they show the other Spider-Mans. They only show Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
That must
so far as I can tell.
A surprise, I think, probably when you watch it.
Oh, that was great.
But are you into Spider-Man, Peyton?
I love Spider-Man. He's my favorite superhero, but I didn't watch the trailer.
Oh, well, we got to put it on the website so anyone that hasn't seen it yet can go see it. Go to johnjaneandrich.com. We'll put it up there. It's really good. So here's what happened to me yesterday. This is the part, the weird story I was going to tell you about. So my son Dutch, you know, he gets out of school, he goes to basketball practice, and every day after basketball practice, he goes to the gym and he plays basketball until like 7-8 o'clock at night. And this is a gym that's one of those gyms that has tennis courts and has basketball courts and has, you know, the cold plunge and it has a hot tub and a steam room, one of those gyms, right? So my wife and my other son Kemp were home chilling, and I said, I'll go grab Dutch. And this is, you know, I like going to the gym. I like going to the steam room and doing all that stuff. You know, I've done it a million times. I told you guys stories about going to the steam room. The hot tubs at this gym, there's two big hot tubs, and they're right across from each other. So I get to the gym, and Dutch is getting in a hot tub, and he's doing the hot tub cold plunge steam room routine. He's doing that with a couple of his buddies. And I can't find him anywhere at the gym. I see him in the steam room, and I'm like, oh, did you guys just get in? And he goes, yeah, we're going to be a while. And I said, all right, I might just go do the same thing. So I didn't work out. I just, you know, got naked, and I went in the steam room. I sit in the steam room for a while, and then I'm going to do my routine. So I get in the hot tub, and I'm in a hot tub by myself, and my son and his friends are in another hot tub on the other side. But we're facing each other, and TVs are on. And this is the thing that I thought was weird. An old naked guy walks in, because there's naked guys everywhere. It's the men's room. He's naked, wearing a mask.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Okay, that's the part I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the part. He walks in naked, wearing a mask, and then gets in the hot tub and sits across naked from me.
Wearing a mask.
Knee to knee, wearing a mask.
And this happened. This is not like a nightmare? Because that sounds like a nightmare to me. Like, I would wake up screaming.
I mean, what
just
do you think?
Just being in the same hot tub as an old naked man? Yeah, that's the nightmare.
Yeah.
Mask or not, for me.
What do you think, Peyton?
I think that's weird. I mean, kudos to him for trying to stay safe and stick with the mask, but... that's weird to me. That's odd. It's like getting in the bathtub with a mask on. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. Yes, Grant?
I have some follow-up questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
What state of nakedness are you in?
I'm totally naked.
Hell yeah, dude. That's cool. Do you have a mask on?
No, I don't have a mask on.
Well, there's where you screwed up. You need the mask. That's a cool move. That guy.
Because you're totally naked, so I figure all the germs and everything are flying around anywhere.
Dude, that's cool, though. So a mask? Like, just full. What kind of mask? Surgical mask?
It was a pink paper mask. A light pink paper mask that you'd see, the normal mask you see everywhere, but pink. And he sits down, and then he says something to me, like, I'm assuming he said hello. But, you know, it's loud. You have the jacuzzi up.
And he's got a mask on.
And he goes, and I went like, hey. And then he's got the jet on his back, and he raises his back up. Like, I can tell now the jet's going up his butt. So I'm like, I get out of here before these little poop particles float over to my side. So I jump out. And then when I get home, and I drop off Dutch's friends, we get home, we're having dinner, Dutch goes, how about that naked guy with the mask? I go, yeah, okay. I thought that was weird, right? Because in my head, I thought, like, pro-maskers are going to be like, yeah, you should wear a mask. You should be wearing a mask. And so that was the battle I was having in my head, because I didn't know. Because to me, I felt like if you're totally naked, like, if you're wearing clothes and you have a mask on, the germs landed on your clothes. That's why when you go home, you take off your clothes and you're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Just thought
you know
it was totally.
What I think's weird is just the level of comfort of everyone's nakedness.
Right.
Well, my nakedness is like, I have a towel around my waist and I put the towel, hang it on a hook, get in the water. Like, there's not a lot of being naked.
Right, but you were like, there's just naked people everywhere.
There's naked, and there's like, usually it's older guys, like Dutch is in his underwear, and his friends are in his underwear. Like, you could see the generations of people. Like, the older guys, they walk around naked all the time without towels.
That's
the
true.
Younger guys, like me, I will have a towel on, take off the towel, and then get in a steam room, get in the hot tub. In the steam room, I have the towel on. The older guys are naked in the steam room. Younger guys have the, like the kids, they have their underwear on. Like, it's a different level of people of comfortable nakedness.
I would not want to go to that gym.
Yeah, well, old people in every dude gym like to get naked. It's just the thing. It's just weird.
I just think that's bizarre.
It
like
is.
The level of comfort just to, like, you know.
Well, it's like my wife. She says when she goes in, there's always the old ladies are always naked.
Really? I feel like I've never been to the gym and seen a full naked woman.
I've seen,
really?
I've seen the old naked lady, but they're not just walking around. It's like whilst they're changing.
Right. Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
I think it's a mind state. I think, like, because I was a younger guy. I was, like, in my 20s, and I was naked in every
Why?
Locker room. I don't know. It's like when you're in a locker room, it's just like you're in a locker room. It's cool. Like, just hang out. Yeah, so I think I'm kind of on that guy. I think that's a really cool move. I think you need to adopt that, John Jay.
No. Naked with a mask?
Full naked.
As soon with a mask, I'd walk around town.
As soon as you walk in the face. Locker room, just lose the towel. Just be like, what's
maybe,
up?
Maybe keep black socks on, though. That'll really complete the look.
John Jane Rich.
That number again is 877-937-1047. John Jane Rich.
It's John Jane Rich. It's time for What You Want to Know Wednesday.
What you want?
This is the part of the show where we help people get answers in their life. Hunter needs answers. Something's going on in his world. Hunter, how can we help you? What's up?
I'm in quite a situation right now. Basically, yesterday, I'm in school, and I got a call from my academic advisor asking to come in for a meeting. Now, I'm a very good student. This basically never happens, so I was obviously freaked out. And when I asked her, she said one of the major papers that I had just turned in had been plagiarized, and I was involved in plagiarization. And I was like, well, I have a 4.0. I'm on academic scholarship. If I get plagiarism on my record, you know, I could go into probation, lose my money, even get kicked out of school. Now, I have a feeling I live with this guy, Tyron, and he's my roommate, and I feel like, if I'm being honest, that he was the one that took my paper and he turned it in. We live together. We also have the same professor. We're in the same class. But we just have it at different times. And I'm always leaving out my laptop right on my desk. And I have a folder, like it probably was even opened up, that says Psi 300. So it would be so easy to find that paper. And he was telling me that he was super stressed about the paper, and I was like, hey, I'll help you. And he didn't like the topic, I guess. But I haven't said anything to him because obviously we're living together. It's a very tense situation. And I want to know for sure before I accuse him of something, you know?
That's pretty heavy because that's an intense offense
right.
at school. Like you said, there's some pretty big repercussions that could happen from that. Did you already have your meeting with your advisor?
I did. Yeah. Basically, I could, like, lose everything. I could lose my scholarship.
And so your roommate, does he have that same class before you?
Yes. Yeah. We don't take it at the same time, but he has the exact same course, the same instructor, everything like that.
All signs point to that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, like, I imagine, like, did your advisor say something like when they're describing that it was plagiarized, hey, we know you got this off the internet. There's this website that people steal papers off of. Or was it like this exact same paper was also turned in?
Yeah, she said she turned my paper into a site called turninit.com, turn it in or whatever. And it was 92% plagiarized.
Yeah, that turninit.com is messy. I mean, my senior year, I got caught for plagiarism. Mine was 98% plagiarized because I took one of my old teammates that has the same name as me, Peyton, and I turned in her paper. So mine was 98% plagiarized and I failed the class.
You turned in her paper?
Yeah, because I didn't want to do my paper. And she graduated a year before me.
Oh, so you did. You did cheat.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
okay.
98%. I cheated and right. I got academic probation and I failed my class. And turninit.com can flag anything, whether it's another person's paper or whether it was online from a different site.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so it flagged your paper. So here's the thing, though. I would think that the professor would say, does it say flag? Does it say it's copied from this, like
No, it just says, like, it just goes in red. It's like, it doesn't really.
So you don't know who. Like, but, so you say to the professor, hey, man, my roommate has your class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you say that to your teacher, dude?
No, I mean, I didn't want to accuse him because I'm not 100%, but it's him.
Like, and you probably didn't even piece it together until after the meeting. You know, you don't really think that your friend or your roommate is going to steal from you.
All right, so we'll get Tyron on the phone, and we will somehow figure it out. It's psych what? Psych 303, is that what you said?
Psych 300.
Psych 300, okay. All right, well, hold on. We'll get him on the phone. We'll try to figure out, man. It's What You Want to Know Wednesday.
What you want? John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. We are in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday.
What you want?
We got Hunter on the line. He's in school, and he got caught, or not caught, he got accused of plagiarism with a psych paper. And he says he didn't plagiarize it, and it came back 92% plagiarized, and he's pretty sure his roommate, Tyron, took his paper and turned it in. Right, Hunter? That's pretty much the short version of what's going on, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Your professor already called you in, and they said, what's the website? Turn it in?
Turnitin.com.
And that flagged it.
Mm-hmm.
That flagged it, and so you're bummed out. And what's the professor tell you? Do you have to prove that it's not, that you didn't do it? I mean, what's left?
Basically, if I don't have proof that it's not plagiarized, I could go on academic probation, lose my scholarship, and I would not be able to afford school anymore.
So we're going to get your roommate on the phone and somehow see if he will admit to turning in your paper. So let's get him on the phone right now.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, is this Tyron?
Yeah, this is. Who's this?
This is Peyton with John Jay and Rich. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio real quick. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah, that's totally cool.
All right, so you got time to talk. You're not a busy guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm in school. I'm doing lots of studying, but I mean, you guys are the radio. I got time to talk to you.
All right, you're in school. So what year are you?
Man, it's for the most part, I'm 3 years doing psych, but it has been really struggling. It's been really kicking my ass.
Oh yeah. Psych's tough, huh?
Yeah. Real tough.
I took psych for a year. I took sociology for a year. Didn't do so well, but I have a son right now who's a freshman, and he was having a rough year, but things just started turning around for him about 2 weeks ago. And now things are like coming up. So what's tough for you?
Man, it's just, honestly, it's a lot of the papers and stuff like that. Like, it's, like a lot of the tests, I'm actually good under pressure when it comes to tests. But when I have to write a whole paper and do all that research, it just gets really challenging. And plus, I wait till the last minute.
Mm.
So it gets so hard, man.
Okay, so I have a life hack for you. And I'll give it to you, but first, Rich on our show kind of has a life hack segment. I don't know if you have any life hacks for him on how to get through school, but I have one that worked for me. But first, Rich, do you have life hacks?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're writing, especially papers, they say that what you should do is use a different font on your computer so that your brain kind of gets free of what you normally look at. Write for 20 minutes, take a 10-minute break. Write for 20 minutes, take a 10-minute break.
Nice.
And then if your brain gets stuck, they say to listen to instrumental music because that frees up your mind. But nothing like, not like your favorite songs, but like a soundtrack or like maybe a game, you know, something that you might play, a game soundtrack.
Okay, that's Rich's life hack. My life hack, and this helped me get through school a lot, is to flirt and have very beautiful women do your papers for you. That got me through a lot, believe it or not. In fact, I think that's the only way I finished.
Not the best.
Something tells
advice.
Me I'm not as handsome as you are, but that's
was
easier said than done.
So what about, do you have a life hack you can share with us? How do you turn in your papers if you say you wait till the last minute?
Most of the time it just ends up in God's hands and something works out. But other than that, I don't have any life hacks that I'd say I'm proud of.
Okay, not proud of. That's good. Okay. We'll take
shady hacks.
Yes, shady life hacks. That's good. I mean, look at I just told you that I had, you know, girls did my papers. I'm not proud of that. But so what are some shady life hacks?
One thing I've heard is like when you if your paper has a word count, what you'll do is you write a bunch of random words on the side of your paper and then make them all white.
That's brilliant.
Your teacher won't see it.
That's like really good.
That's brilliant.
I've never heard of that one before. Yeah.
Make them white. Make them white. And uh-huh.
You can't see it.
So, but like if you so have like to turn
word
it on,
detects the words.
Yeah.
But they're not really part of the paper.
That's brilliant.
It's like using a trending song on TikTok and keep the volume way low.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. I just learned that. I just heard about that. That's so genius.
Okay. So that's a good one. What else?
Nothing else I could think of.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can think of, Tyron.
Wait, hello?
Hello. Yo, Tyron, why did Professor Mullins call me about my paper being plagiarized? Is that a life hack or?
Oh, man.
Did you take my paper and turn it in? Yeah.
Dude. Oh, she. So what did she say to you?
Yeah, she said my paper. She put it on turnitin.com and it came back 92% plagiarized. She wouldn't tell me whose paper matched mine, but you're the only one who has access to my computer. We have the same class. Yours is just before mine. Sounds like you're doing shady shit anyway, so.
Damn it. Look, I'll be honest with you. I did end up using your paper, but it's because I had to turn something in.
I swear, she
never uses that stuff. She never uses. I didn't think she was going to find out.
Are you shitting me, bro? Did you think I wasn't going to find out either? Is that all you care about? Like, why would you do that? I mean, I even offered to help you with yours. I'm on a scholarship. Like this could with my whole life.
Dude, man, I really didn't think she was going to catch it. And then if she didn't, it wasn't going to bother you or get in your way.
Oh man.
You just stole
and hid and lied. It's like, it's crazy. You know what? You have to tell Professor Mullins that you took my paper and you turned it in.
Whoa. You know I can't do that. I'll end up failing the class, and this is my second time taking it.
Bro, I will end up getting kicked out of school. I won't be able to afford college anymore.
Is your professor, is she like an understanding type of person, or is she just like has zero tolerance?
Very strict.
Okay, because I was going to say maybe Tyron, if you come to her and you tell her and you explain yourself, maybe she might give you an opportunity to turn in the paper and maybe you can only like get a C passing grade. That might be something that might be able to resolve the issue. But Tyron, you definitely have to man up and confess what you did, because this is supposed to be your roommate and your friend and you're letting him down.
Yeah.
I mean, think about if the situation were reversed. Right. You would want him to do that for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll go to her about it, and I'll see what she's able to do for my paper, but I'm not gonna risk you and all the stuff you got to take care of because of me being stupid, man.
Thank you.
I mean, worst case, you can also just send her this podcast later on today.
Yeah, probably won't do that. But.
Right.
You know, on a side note here, guys, you've really helped me with something because I just went to turnitin.com and it says here, uphold academic integrity. It says foster original thinking. I'd like to go to turnitin.com and turn in all these other radio shows in town that are copying all our stuff.
Yeah, let's go.
Holy smokes.
Give them an F.
They'd all get fired. They all copy our stuff. There should be turnitin.com/radio.
I don't know if you can consider what we do academic right. in any way, shape, or form.
Still,
but yeah.
What they do is plagiarism.
I've learned a lot on the
far.
Show.
All right, you guys, thanks for coming on the air with us. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, it's John, Jay, and Rich. That's what you want to know Wednesday. What's the vibe for horoscopes, Peyton?
We're going to talk about what you should expect for the rest of the week.
All right, let's go to Dale, who's a Gemini. What up, Dale?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hey. Dale, or Dale. All right.
Yeah. You always say that. You said that last time, too.
For Gemini. Gemini, yours' energy might be a little intense for the rest of this week, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to share it with the people that are around you. So you have a lot of healing to do, and you may want to direct your attention inwards. You know that self-love stuff? That's all about you guys this week. Some people may find this uncomfortable, especially if they go to you to resolve their problems, but remember, you can't pour into anybody else's cup if you have nothing to give. Mm. So focus on yourself this week, Geminis.
That's very, very relatable right now.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say one thing to John, Jay, and Rich. Hey, I've been listening to you guys since you start, like day one in Phoenix, because I used to work at the Butt Crack It On, and I've been listening ever since. So I'm like the first day that you guys started in Phoenix.
Thank
just
you.
So you know,
Butt Crack It On was like my favorite cafe. I used to work at the Butt Crack It On.
Is that for real, or are you just saying?
No, I made it up. It sounded like the way you said it was like it was a restaurant.
I get it. Anyways.
Well, thank you, Dale. That's very cool. Very cool of you. Thank you.
Have you noticed there's no butt crack of sunset? Kind of weird, don't you think? Life's mysteries.
Something to think about, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you so much. Mike. Mike is in Aries. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good. So, Aries, you guys probably want to take on a lot of new adventures lately. However, nothing will stick if you don't establish a routine. So, for the rest of this week, try creating a daily routine just to help you go through the motions. Start small and build up on it as it becomes a habit rather than a chore.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Just started a new career. And,
oh, good. Congrats.
Yep. And you guys rock. I love listening to you guys. John Jay, you're a head of a funny guy, and you're awesome, dude.
Thanks,
Rich,
Mike.
You're pretty cool, too.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day, dude. Thank you.
Thank you.
Selinas. Hi.
Hi, what's up?
What's up? So this is Scorpio.
Yeah. Scorpios, this week you guys need to listen to your own inner voice before you pay attention to what others are telling you. So if you feel that something is off within a conversation, roll with it. That's your intuition, and it's a power to honor. So don't let people fool you to believe into their narrative. Trust your gut this week.
Yeah, I'm also a long-time listener, way back when I was 9-10 years old.
Nice.
And how old are you now?
27.
Oh, wow. Well,
we've been
you.
On that long. That's
yeah,
weird.
All my life.
Thank you, Selinas. Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
All right, November. Taurus. Hello, November.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Taurus, your worrying will be your own worst enemy this week. So as more people are attracted to you, you may start creating dilemmas where really none exist. So it's really important to notice how you feel in the moment. Worry less about how others view you. And after that, allow yourself a moment of enjoyment and shift your focus to how you view yourself when there's nobody else around.
Oh, I love it, Peyton. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've also been a long-time listener. No.
How come nobody claims that they're a short-time listener? I just been
just started,
to
not
like,
into it.
About a week.
Cool.
We'll see.
It's been about a couple months now, guys. You guys are good.
Good, not great.
All right, thanks, November.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.
All right, we got Capricorn. Gary's on the line. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. I've been listening for a long time, and I disagree with the other listeners. Actually, I don't think you guys are that cool. So can I get my reading, please, Peyton?
Sure, Gary. Capricorn, you guys would definitely do anything to make sure that you're providing for those you love through acts of service. But this week, try to focus on expressing your love in more ways than normal. So you may find that sometimes you can be a little bit robotic with expression, even though you guys do so much for those that you care for. But try to ask those who care for you to show how you can give some better appreciation.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. And I've been listening to you guys for such a long time. And I just want to say, big fan of the show.
Thanks, Gare.
But also, still not that cool.
But also, still not a big fan.
Wow.
You think you could do the three of us really quick? Peyton, what do you got for Virgo?
Yeah, I can bust it out. Virgo, it would be so much easier to find joy and comfort in the company of others this week, even if it drains your energy at the end of the day. So this week, try to make an effort to spend time with friends and family. It's not too hard of a challenge for you, and you should jump at the opportunity to look inward when it's presented.
Okay. Libra.
Yes, Libra. You guys might have been limiting yourself by keeping yourself bound to what you know. You may even find that the mask you wear around others is becoming attached to your true personality. So this week is a chance to break free of that and find yourself against all of the odds. You don't need to continue an act that isn't helping you, like, enrich your life.
Okay. Pisces.
Pisces, you guys are likely experiencing your main character moment this week, and that is absolutely amazing. So you should soak up the shine as much as you can. But this doesn't mean to not stay humble. You may not feel hypersensitive this week, but you know how vulnerable you feel when you do. So if you notice that behavior in somebody else, choose compassion, as you have no room to judge.
I'm an inspiration to us all.
How about you, Leo?
Yes. Leos, if you don't create balance in your life from all that you do, you're going to stretch yourself way too thin. We all know that you can push yourself to get everything done. However, we also know that that comes at a very hefty cost. So this week, take a moment for yourself. You're not a failure for needing to take time to enjoy instead of mastering it, and that makes you human.
Reading it to your sign, they're posted at johnjayandrich.com.
Getting drunk over the weekend or just want to talk to us? Call your John Jay and Rich drunk dial line at 602-888-1933.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
So jurors deciding the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse called time as they deliberated basically all day yesterday, right before 6 o'clock last night. They said, we got to call it. We're going to resume in the morning. And so we wait. We wait and we see what the fate is. Hopefully today, but I mean, deliberations could keep going until the jury decides what to do. So we go with this. A new alternative social media platform. Everyone wonders, what's going to be the next thing? Like, it was MySpace, and then Facebook, and then Instagram, and then Snapchat, and then TikTok. And it's like, okay, but like, what's next, right?
Right.
What's going to be the thing? And especially since Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to call it now, has gotten such scrutiny over, you know, the ads and the data privacy and all the things, there's a new one. And they're saying, this one could actually battle the big rivals. There's a lot of different ones that, like, try to pop up. So there's a startup that was released this week. Unfortunately for me, I tried to download it, but it is not available in the Google Play Store just yet. It is available in the iTunes Store. It's called Octi. So they say it's a teen-centric networking app. It looks a lot like TikTok, except the big difference from all of the other social media networks is this one kind of takes on the metaverse before the metaverse has really arrived. So to your videos, if they're like TikToks, you know, or Reels, you can add 3D objects. You can put yourself in a 3D universe that is not like a green screen effect almost. And lots of people are already loving this. They're saying there are no targeted ads. There are no ads. So they're not dealing with the same pressures that Facebook was dealing with trying to make their advertisers happy and, you know, prying into your social life. Now, the thing is they're saying this is getting a lot of hype because they've all, like, it's a startup, but they've already, like, earned $20 million from some pretty big investors. Live Nation invested, Jamie Iovine invested. There's a bunch of other angel investors involved. But, so you as a user, you upload your videos, your friends watch your videos, but you can also earn these coins for liking your friends' videos and going and watching your friends' videos. And when you earn the coins, you can actually buy digital items from real world products like Funko, Nike, Reebok. They've also been working on letting their, they already have like a platform for users to digitally sell NFTs and make NFTs stuff. So it is kind of like when you hear the concept of it, I tried to download it, so I haven't actually had a chance to use it yet. But when you hear the concept of it and how many people are backing it, it really could be the next social media platform that everyone's using. We'll have to wait and see. I guess we have to say happy birthday to the Egg McMuffin. It turns 50 years old tomorrow. And because of that, McDonald's has announced they are bringing back the original price of the McMuffin for its birthday. Tomorrow, you can score an Egg McMuffin for 63 cents during breakfast hours.
Steal. It's wow. The perfect breakfast sandwich. It really is.
It is. I agree.
So between 6 and 10:30, make sure you go get your Egg McMuffin. It's only 63 cents, and that's a pretty good breakfast deal. And that's three things you need to know.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, before we get to Stacks and Hacks, let's say hey to Kyle. Kyle, what's up?
I heard you guys were talking about the Spider-Man trailer this morning, so I texted in with some theories I had and some things I found out about it. So if you're looking at the Sony Pictures Brazil Twitter account, they tweeted their version of the trailer, and at the 55-second mark where Spider-Man is getting ready to fight Electro, Sandman, and Lizard, when they're lunging at him, Lizard takes a random blow out of nowhere. Like, he's going forward, then he just gets hit by something, but there's nothing there.
So what does that mean? Invisible Man?
So, no, not Invisible Man, but we all know Marvel has a habit of putting things in, taking things out of trailers. Like in the Infinity War trailer, they had Bruce Banner as Hulk in the fight in Wakanda, but in reality, he wasn't there. So my theory is Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are in the movie, but they edited them out of the trailer to get that big reveal.
Okay, that'd be interesting.
That holds water. That works for me.
All right.
As well as if you look at this, like a couple callbacks, like they're getting ready to fight Tobey Maguire, that's Tom Holland, in a construction site. That's where Tobey Maguire fought Venom in Spider-Man 3. And then when Zendaya is falling, if you look at the trailer, it's an exact picture-perfect replica of some of the Amazing Spider-Man when Gwen Stacy is falling and Andrew Garfield couldn't save her.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Well, we got the trailer up on our website. We'll put the Brazil one. I have that. I just watched that this morning, too. Okay, we'll put it up there, man. Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for listening.
No worries. Have a good one.
All right, let's do Stacks and Hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and Hacks. Chanjay and Rich.
There's a couple of random facts for you, and this made a pretty big impact, I think, for me. Sweden has more than 221,800 islands, more than any country in the world. So now whenever you see those movies and a plane crashes an island, you're like, come on, how many islands are there? There's a lot.
I wonder how, like, they decide what's an island. Like,
well, if it's surrounded by water,
well, I know,
that's your
first
tip.
If that's, like, if it has to be a certain diameter and a certain width to be considered an island.
No, it could be little, because I know there's little islands.
Like a little island like this big?
Yeah,
I think
there's a park. There's a park in Portland as big as that, of what you just made.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, almost two-thirds of us think at least one relative will get drunk at a holiday get-together this year. Uncles are the most likely to do it. A writer. Oh, I have this. I want to play this for you. A writer for a website called Boing Boing claims he found the best and worst on-hold music. So, the best and worst on-hold music, which, by the way, it's not songs we know. Where is it? I had it right here, and now I don't have it ready. Oh, here it is.
That's
best on-hold music. Here it is. That's the best. Here's the worst.
That's obnoxious.
Super annoying.
Frantic.
Can you imagine
that kept you on hold for like 20 minutes?
Can you imagine?
Oh, no, no,
can
no.
you imagine?
The first one reminds me of the SpongeBob episode when everything's chrome and they are like all dancing and stuff. It's kind of catchy.
That reminds me of there's a TikTok that is hilarious to me. They're like, when you realize that the whole music is actually like amazing.
Yeah.
And like at first it's like, yeah, because at first you're like, oh, I'm on hold. And then you'll be like, and then it's like 5 minutes later and they're kind of like nodding their head. And then it's like 10 minutes in and they're just like full on
I called Protein House to order some food the other day. They put me on hold and I was on hold. It was me. It was me doing it for you. That's where I was like, wow. Yeah.
I'll be with me in just a moment. Yeah.
A new poll found 54% of us have skipped work or school because of an eye strain, mostly caused by staring at screens all day. I've never done that. Cop in Louisiana tried to break up a fight between several women outside a bar on Friday. One of them bit his ear off. Have you been wearing antiperspirant? Anyone here wear that? I think I do.
Yeah. Like deodorant?
No, antiperspirant is different than deodorant.
I think mine's deodorant and antiperspirant.
Yeah.
It says you should be using it at night, not in the morning. We sweat less while you're asleep, which gives the active ingredients more time to absorb into your skin. Most types are meant to last 24 to 48 hours, so it still works the next day. It's National Unfriend Day, so you're supposed to unfriend all those people on social media that you're really not friends with today. Those Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pies we were talking about yesterday, they sold out. People are reselling them on eBay for over $500 right now.
What?
Yeah.
And you thought no one would want those.
Yeah, see? You show up with that at Thanksgiving, you win Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Okay, so I'm going to give credit to the late, great, my mom, Audrey Barra, God rest her soul, because she used to do this, but it showed up on Life Hacks at a site called Keep Calm and Blush On. It's a super awesome tip for when there's just a little bit of perfume left in your perfume bottle. So Keep Calm and Blush On says add the remaining perfume to your favorite basic body moisturizer so that the lotion now smells like your favorite perfume that you're almost out of, but you can't get more just to spray on you. That tip and the instructions on how to do it are all up at our website, johnjanerich.com.
All right, Kyle's got some scoop. Did you see the DM I sent you? The Britney DM? Well, you probably have the Britney stuff, right?
Yeah.
Last night, I sent you this DM.
Was it her post?
Yeah, because I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it was fascinating. So we'll get to Britney Spears and a bunch of other things and entertainment news. Next, John, Jane, Rich.
We know you need something to look at while you're pretending to be busy at work. So find us on TikTok at John, Jane, Rich.
All right, Kyle, let's get to some entertainment news.
So we know Britney Spears' conservatorship has officially been terminated. And since then, her social media is more fascinating than ever. She posted a picture basically saying she's thinking about having another kid. She wants a baby girl. That's great. And then yesterday she posted a video saying, look, I know that we all know the conservatorship is over, and a lot of you have been asking me, like, what's next?
Well, let's see. I've been in the conservatorship for 13 years. It's a really long time to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So I'm just grateful, honestly, for each day and being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles. It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference. It's really nice. And the Free Britney movement, you guys rock. Honestly, my voice was muted and threatened for so long because of you guys and the awareness of kind of knowing what was going on and delivering that news to the public. I honestly think you guys saved my life in a way, 100%.
She still blames her family. Her mom literally flew from Louisiana to Britney's house and Britney sent her away.
Oh.
She's like, not seeing you, not talking to you.
I would die if I saw Britney in line at ATM machine.
I know. I know. I mean, just to think, like, she says she literally to see cash for the first time in 13 years. I mean, to have the keys to her own car.
Buying candles. That seems like the most basic of rights.
What blows my mind about all of this is 13 years. Like, that is more than half of my life. Uh-huh. That is insane to
me.
Insane.
And she's finally free, and we got to let her breathe. And then in the post, she was like, just had to let everything out a little bit before I go really let loose on Oprah, hinting that maybe she's got an Oprah interview coming, which everyone would watch.
Yeah.
What if Oprah's like, that's a good idea?
Oprah's like, oh, yeah, hey, you guys,
someone booked that.
We need to reach out to Britney. I mean, she just dropped my name on her Instagram. Like, if you're Oprah, are you like, Britney dropped my name.
Right.
Right.
No, because you're Oprah. I get it. We may be witnessing the end of a years and years long feud between Kanye West and Drake. We knew Kanye reached out that with the olive branch, inviting Drake to that Free Larry Hoover concert. And Drake had this fancy shindig in his house where he had Dave Chappelle perform. Drake posted the video of Chappelle where we got to know that Drake had some interesting guests.
This is impressive. Yes! I cannot believe I'm in a nigga's house. He brought some of the biggest stars on earth to his home. Kanye West is at his home. My God, man. Look, Drake.
So, and then, so Drake posted that video and then a video of him and Kanye and like, either someone's performing or there's like a DJ and they're dancing together and they're like, yay, having the best time ever. BFFs. Peace has been made. And fans are like, all right, time to collab. We need our Drake Kanye song. When and where, let me know. Now, Kanye's other side of his family, his wife, he still calls Kim his wife because apparently there has been no paperwork just yet, has their own drama. We know Travis Scott dealing with lots and lots of lawsuits. In fact, they say from the 125 people suing him from Astroworld, just with that one lawyer, it could be a $750 million lawsuit. Just that lawyer. We know there's also different lawsuits being brought forward. That's a lot of money.
What?
That's almost $1 billion right there. That's going to...
He's probably going to have to call Kylie and ask her for some change.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I guess W Magazine had a Kylie Travis, like, cover. And now that this whole thing happened, like, Nike's like, hey, we're going to hold off on the Travis shoes. And W Magazine's like, hey, can you hold off on putting that cover out? And then they're like, sorry, the magazine's already went off. They're like in the, they're in route, like they're in the delivery trucks. And the people at W are like, stop the trucks! Call whatever you have to do to stop those from getting out. Yeah, it's definitely messy.
All right. Peyton on our show, relatively new to our show, filling in for Suzette while Suzette's on maternity leave. Well, apparently there's been something going on behind the scenes. Is there something going on behind the scenes, Peyton, with you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay. Something going on behind the scenes. The past couple days, and she wants to address it. I also wanted to bring something up, too. So, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's almost like you get to play that song underneath when Peyton starts talking about
exactly.
All this stuff.
That's what I was going to say, this song.
All the stuff going
no.
on. Peyton's like,
oh, yes.
So, I thought, yesterday, there was this Instagram story Peyton posted on her stories. And my sister and I were talking about it, how cute it was. We thought it was cute, the way Peyton was telling the stuff about how, you know, grammar police and all this stuff. And when Peyton came in yesterday, I said, that was really cute. Post your Instagram story on the John Jay and Rich Instagram account. It's cute. And by the end of the show, people were coming after her and attacking her.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
And Peyton was, like, pretty bummed out about it.
Aww.
And what's funny is she's been filling in for Suzette for the last 2 months. And I even said to her, you got to be ready for people to come after you. People are going to come after you. But surprisingly, almost nobody came after her until yesterday. And so I know that she was having a rough day with all these comments. And I was like, you can't worry about that stuff. And at the same time, I think that if you are getting comments like that and people coming after you, I think that means you're doing something right. Because when you watch that video, it's cute. It's adorable. You look great. It's a cute video. I watched it again this morning. You're doing absolutely nothing wrong. And for people critiquing you that don't know you, shame on them.
Yeah, but you know, it's like easier said than done sometimes.
It is.
There's always that one comment that gets you.
I've been doing this a long time. I'm used to it. So you're not used to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's all that's bothering you. It's on your mind. It might be a bunch of things piling on. Like, for example, I was just saying off air, my wife's dealing with a bunch of stuff right now.
Yeah. It's
extremely difficult for me to deal with. So anyway, what's going on?
Yeah, so I mean, initially, you know, I made the video for my personal page and I was really just kind of poking at my dad initially because he has always been on my head about my grammar and how I like spell things ever since I was a kid. And you know, it made its way to the John Jay and Rich account, and honestly, like, it was meant to be like a lighthearted kind of funny video. And when I went back and looked at it, I was like, man, I do kind of sound like a little bit of a B word right here.
No, you don't.
I felt like that. And, you know, I'm a very strong person, but I do get my feelings hurt every now and then. And I think what got to me so much was just the fact that, like, I was thrown into this role and I'm absolutely loving it. I love you guys. You're the best. Like, our listeners, you guys are absolutely amazing. But I think sometimes, like, I'm a 23-year-old girl. Like, I'm still trying to figure out life in general. And so to be able to, like, feel, like, so defeated like that, like, to be honest, I might get choked up a little bit. Like, it hurt my feelings. Like, mm-hmm. It genuinely hurt my feelings because it's like nobody really knows me as me. You kind of only know what this image of I should be in your head. And I feel like that goes for a lot of other situations and stuff. And also, like, I think I was just having a rough time, like, in general. Like, me and my boyfriend weren't really getting along. And so I think it was already just emotion filled. I ended up calling his mom, like, crying because I was like, I had such a terrible day. Like, and it was just hard for me. It was a hard day for me. And normally, like, I mean, I'm a Leo. I'm pretty strong. Like, I like to think I hold myself of a little bit higher standard. I'm kind of cocky a little bit. Like, I kind of stand out that way. But, like, that's just me. And it sucks to be criticized for being me. And I try to be as authentic and real as possible. And I think I just really got my feelings hurt. Like, I really, like, I cried. Like, I was upset.
But, totally understandable.
Yeah.
Because it's funny. It's like, always people on the internet with their comments. It's like they would never say that to your face.
Right. And
they're so brave behind the keyboard.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think what hurt me so much was like they're coming for my character. Like,
yeah, but I know us in this room, like that's the reason we love you is because you are just you.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, it was hard. And I got a couple like personal direct messages that really got to me. Mm. And I was like, the fact you're taking your time out of your day to like send me something so mean to like, I'm 23, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what does that say about their life?
Yeah.
Their life.
Yes. No, literally,
the people
like,
that sent me something bad about you, that said something negative about you, I'm sitting there go, what is with this person?
Yeah. What Susie says about Sally says more about Susie than Sally.
Yeah.
Right. So, but what does that say about that person that's going to go out of their way to find my DM? And first of all, I'm shadow banned. So to find me, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And they got to send me a DM and say, Peyton, blah, blah, blah. And I look at them and then I'm like, man, what is with this person?
Exactly.
Just move on with your day.
And just like Adele, like for real, like just go easy on me. I'm learning. I'm trying to get this thing figured out. I love it. And I'm trying, y'all. So.
And you know
how are
what?
You?
Like
how?
Nobody's perfect.
No.
So what I mean, like if you say something, like we all say wrong stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I'm good now. I woke up in a better mood, but
a lot of times you go to bed and those things that you would read that flipped you out the night before,
yeah,
you have a little better perspective, yeah, of the not being so tired.
Totally.
So this morning you are, Peyton?
I'm good. I'm okay.
And I encourage anybody to go look at the video. Go to Instagram at John Jay and Rich. You can see that it was your personal stories and I thought it was adorable and I said, can you put it on
Thank
our account?
You.
I think it's great. I watched it again this morning.
Thanks.
It's cute.
I'm sassy and I'm fierce,
yes,
and I feel like that video showed that. But
yeah.
I didn't see any of the comments and they were mean. I feel like that would
they're
like
pretty mean.
I feel like that would level anyone. Yeah.
I encourage it on my Instagram.
So mean.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're rocking the boat, you're doing something right.
I agree. But I think just the coming for my character is what got to me. I don't care if you say my voice is annoying or whatever, but once you start coming for me and my heart, because I'm such a lover, I'm such an empath, like.
Well, you got to be ready if you're going to put yourself out in the public like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning.
Yeah, no, but that doesn't help sometimes.
Yeah.
We got
no,
your
those
back.
Comments still hurt.
Thanks.
That's
I've
been doing
that's
it for a long time.
Rich's thing is we got your back.
Thanks, Rich.
That's Rich's thing.
Thanks.
We do,
huh.
though.
I know.
We do.
Oh, Rich, we got your back.
Stop you guys it. Are the best.
So call him tonight. He'll be like, I can't talk right now.
Rich always has time to talk. That is one thing he is good at.
John Jay and Rich.
A scientific study looked at what kinds of music we listen to at different times of the day. Okay, so they found out that there's one song that has the musical qualities that allow it to meet our needs 24 hours a day. Now, there was a point in my life where I could not stand this song. Probably because when it first came out, they were playing it all the time. Now, if I ever hear it, I'll sit through it. But I don't love it. And I know we're going to play it. Richard goes, this is a great song. Because it is a great song.
Oh, can I take a guess of what it is?
If you guess, that means you read this somewhere. There's no way you'll guess this song.
I haven't read it, but when you say I used to hate the song, I can think of a few of those.
What?
I can think of Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper.
No. Here, I'll play for you.
Every breath you take.
Like, when I hear the Diddy version, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. When I hear this version, the original, I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that is really slow. Is there's another version?
You ever heard the Diddy version? You know the Diddy version.
I'm sure I do, because that sounds really slow to me. So I'm sure I'm thinking of the Diddy version.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the part that I was going to tell Kyle, that I think there's a Kyle part here. So this guy is jogging, and he sees a house on fire. So he goes up to the, did you see it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? So he sees his house on fire. So he goes up to the Ring camera and he's like, he's ringing it, the doorbell, and the woman answers. She's not home. She's like, hello? And he's like, hey man, you're like, your house is on fire. And her pets are home. So he goes and rescues the pets and he saves the day. And then the fire department shows up, but he's gone. That's not the part that sticks out. What part stands out?
His accent.
Yeah, his accent. He's in California, but listen to what he says, the way he says house. Like, if I was on the Ring camera, I'd be like, what? Listen.
I saw him running back and forth, so I answered it, and he said...
Smoke coming out of the top of your house?
I want to give him a hug. I'll buy him lunch. I'll buy him dinner. I don't know. I want to just thank him so much, let him know how thankful we are.
Is that your
are we in Ireland?
I was going to say, what accent is that?
This smoke coming out of your house?
Your house?
I would have been like... What? Can you say that again?
Maybe Scottish?
Where are you from? As my house is burning down.
It could be Canadian,
don't
too.
Don't worry about me. Worry about your house.
So I guess a bunch of people are buying Taylor Swift's record. They're buying the record, and they're playing it at the wrong speed by mistake.
Yep. Happened to me and my kid, Audrey.
She did the same thing?
Yeah. We're listening to 22. I'm like, This is weird. It sounds like Imagine Dragons.
Is this Taylor or is this Taylor's guy friend?
Yeah, so this is what it sounds like, because I guess it was pressed at 45 RPM instead of 33. So is that a mistake on their part?
No, it's actually what you do if you want something to be, this is total nerd stuff, but higher quality sounding. If it spins faster, it sounds better.
But when you buy a big record, it's 33.
Typically, unless it's a collector's item, they do a lot of them at 45.
So here's what it sounds like. This is We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Now, this is Taylor Swift's voice, but it's played at the wrong speed. And this is what all these people are doing when they buy it at Target. Crazy,
it's
right?
Funny because the first time I heard that, like, I had not read the story. I just heard like the clip of the song and I was like, is this like a bad cover of Taylor Swift? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is Taylor Swift. It's just slower.
Oh my gosh, what was that annoying buzzing noise like in the middle of that? Did nobody else hear that?
Yeah, I know. It was like irritating.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Today is National Farm Day Joke.
What?
It's Farm Joke Day today. Farm Joke Day. So tried to do some stuff with Alexa and ask Alexa about it.
What would you get after crossing a robot with a tractor? A transformer. Where does the farmer take his stallions when they are sick? To the hospital. What do you call a happy farmer? A jolly rancher. And why do cows have hooves instead of feet? Because they lactose. Happy National Farm Joke Day.
There's a video going viral, and it's from Halloween, but it's just making the rounds now. And it's about a girl and her brother. They film themselves predicting what their mom would say when they find out they spent $40 on candy. So it's pretty funny. I remember my sister and I used to make fun of our parents all the time, predict what they do all the time. Can you make fun of your parents? Can you do it? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know what your mom's going to say.
Yeah, okay.
So check this out.
We just bought Halloween candy from Target, and it came out to $40. So we're going to predict my mom's reaction when we tell her it was $40. I think she's going to be like, $40?
How many did you get?
Hannah, where's the receipt?
It's $40.
It's $40?
Nailed it.
Did you hear about the DoorDash driver in L.A.? I saw this all over Instagram yesterday. I didn't know that it was a radio host. A radio host in LA posted security footage of a DoorDash driver. The DoorDash driver dropped off the food, then defecated in a trash can in her apartment building lobby.
What?
Yes.
Like what I saw, I could not unsee. I was flabbergasted at what I saw. She let it go. I mean, you know that saying, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And boy, did she ever. You're four steps away from outside where there's a bush. Or your car. Or I don't know, but not in the lobby of a Brentwood apartment building. This is a health issue. You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her job in a lobby of an apartment building and then resuming her job, which is delivering and touching food.
The DoorDash driver got fired.
Ew.
But if you try, I've tried to look at this a couple different ways. You ever been in that moment where it's like, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go? Maybe it was like 911 and she and this person had to go. So if you look at it through that person's point of view, I'm sure this person wasn't like, I'm going to poop. I'm going to poop in this lobby.
Well, did you see the video?
I saw
it look
pictures.
Like that frantic situation?
It looks to
no
me.
No one was around.
Here's what it looks to me. It looks to me like this person had an accident and is changing their clothes. And dumping it on the trash can. That's what it looks like to me.
And what the host is saying, she's like, go in your car. You can't go in your, you can't go.
Ew, like if you're sitting, it'll get all mushed on your butt and your legs.
Not an option.
How could you get that out?
Yeah, and
ew.
She's probably looking for the bathroom in the lobby of the apartment complex. There just wasn't one.
And it's just, she just ran out of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something else. There's a TikToker named Jax, and her video's gone viral because she's reading her ex-boyfriend's lame apology with the violin playing in the background. And the violin is our friend Lindsay Sterling.
I love her. This video is hilarious.
Yeah, so, but there's a little funny little twist at the end.
I know you're probably never going to forgive me for what happened, but I wanted a chance to explain. I know it wasn't right that I technically hooked up with your roommate, but I've been going through a lot, and that's not who I am. I've been failing most of my classes. And you know I just got fired. So I would really appreciate if you showed me some sort of sympathy and stopped making me feel like a villain. Plus, you've been really busy at work, and I've been feeling really alone. I was just really missing you, and it was a one-time mistake.
I love you so much more than Emily. What am I supposed to tell my family?
I'm sorry, okay? Also, did you change the Netflix password?
Hilarious. All right. All right, so I saw something. I asked this woman to come on our show because she made a comment on one of my posts, and I thought it was so damn funny, but I don't remember what the post was, and she had a hilarious story. So hopefully she'll be on with us next, right, Grant? You got to hear this story. It's hilarious. And I don't know. I can't relate to it. But Kyle, maybe you can. Peyton, maybe you can. You'll hear this story next, John Jay and Rich.
Don't drunk dial your ex. Drunk dial us. Call our John Jay and Rich drunk dial line. 602-888-1933.
All right, so I don't remember where I saw Shelly's comment. It was on one of my social media pages, and her story was hilarious. And I said, please DM me and give me your number. You need to tell that on the air. Now, Shelly, what was it a comment on? What post was it on?
So you had posted the text thread between you and your wife that she was running to Circle K and happened to, I think it was Circle K, without her bra on, though, and was recognized while she was out.
Yes.
So I was reading through some of the thread, and it was hilarious reading a lot of the stories. Yeah. And although I didn't have one exactly like that, I did have, I don't know, kind of a, I guess, a wardrobe malfunction, if you would.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so I like to, you know, go and have a cut loose, have a good time. So we'd been out one weekend. One thing led to another. I wound up on a mechanical bull, which isn't maybe my normal activity. I did notice the next day I was a little bruised up and things like that. But again, was like, oh, you know, all in a weekend. But then Monday comes, time to go back to work. I go to work. I'm a nurse, but I was a nurse educator at the time. And so I was walking into work and I'm like, oh my gosh, my hip, I really hurt myself on that bull. So I get in the hospital. I walk around four different nursing units, check in on patients and my nurses. Does anyone need anything? go back to my desk, and still was even at my desk for a bit, but started thinking, man, my hip is not getting better, and I'm even limping. And I look down, and I have on two different high heels.
How awkward was that for you, though? Like, when you finally realized, did you have to go home and change?
Well, I sent my husband, I was telling John Jay, I was trying to find the picture because I sent my husband an SOS text of my feet, and one was like a round toe and one was pointed, but I had gotten dressed in the dark so I wouldn't wake him up. So I just pretty much tried to stay in my office the rest of the day till I could get home and have matching shoes, but apparently I didn't break my hip on the bowl or anything. So yeah.
That's but her hilarious. Hips hurt because amazing. She had different size high heel shoes on.
So incredible.
And they hurt so bad you could not look down at your feet. You poor thing.
Yeah, just limped around like, oh, man. And I was like, I hope they don't ask me why I'm limping. I really don't want to tell everyone at work I was on a mechanical bull this weekend. So I'll just, you know, try to walk normal. And yeah.
You know what's cool?
No one told me either.
You're missing part of this, Shelly, is you're such a badass. You can ride a mechanical bull and be fine the next day.
Save people's lives the next day. With different high heel shoes. All right. Thank you, Shelly, for sharing that story.
Absolutely.
All right, Jasmine, what's up? You're on the air.
Morning.
Hi.
So I was listening yesterday to Kyle's bit about like Disney Plus and how they wanted to add more mature content. But it was just kind of like annoying to hear that because the only reason that I kind of got Disney Plus was for the Lizzie McGuire reboot, Mandalorian, and the Proud Family reboot, right? But Disney had dropped the Lizzie McGuire reboot because it had too much like mature content. And so I was just wondering, like, are they going to like put it back into production? Are they going to pick it back up? Because, that was disappointing to hear.
We all need Lizzie McGuire in our lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Nick has some insight on that. He's very in with the Disney streaming service.
Yeah, I'm the worst. So here's the deal with the Lizzie McGuire reboot. It is completely off. It is off the schedule. It is off the table. Hilary Duff has signed on to do How I Met Your Father now on Hulu. And that's going to take the place of...
Well, I heard a little different because of the new, they want to go more mature content. I thought that the whole Disney app, we're talking about it being more mature, that there was going to be Lizzie McGuire and Mandahoran.
Mandahoran.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But
I think to answer your question, I think they're still kind of feuding over it, but if they do, there will be an opt-in for 18-plus content.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But I don't know if that does anything for the Lizzie McGuire thing.
You too, Jasmine. Too. Bye.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we play 4-second rule. Bree is our contestant. Hello, Bree.
I'm here.
All right, Grant is the host. Hello, Grant.
Woo! What's happening, guys? How we doing?
All right.
Oh, fabulous. Well, this is a very easy game today. I'm going to give you 4 seconds and give you a category, and you just have to name 3 things. Rich, can we play the sound that people are going to hear? That's 4 seconds.
Favorite.
Easy. This is an easy game. I think you guys should kill this. Bree, do you understand the rules?
Yes, I'm pumped.
Well, fabulous. All right. John Jay, Van S., we start with you. In 4 seconds, John Jay, name 3 feminine hygiene brands.
Monistat, Secret, and Nair.
I'll give it to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are just the ones I use. Okay.
I would have accepted Summer's Eve and some others. I don't know myself, so you nailed it, John Jay. 1 point, Rich Barra. Move over to you. Rich, in 4 seconds, name 3 mixed drinks.
Pina colada, Rob Roy, whiskey sour.
What's a Rob Roy?
I don't know. What is that?
Movie with Liam Neeson.
Wait, no, seriously, what is that?
I don't know.
No, it's like an old person drink. Yeah, I've heard my uncles order it. Make me a Rob
Roy. Rob Roy. I like it. Tom Collins as well. I would have accepted that. Peyton Whitmore. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Peyton, in 4 seconds, Name three games we play on the John Jay and Rich Show.
4 second rule, Peyton's categories, and true crime trivia.
Woo! All right, man.
With authority.
I only use my games, but it's okay, Andrew Grant.
We are all tied up when we get to Kyle.
A lot of pressure. I feel like I wouldn't have gotten any of those.
We believe in you, Kyle. You can do it here. In 4 seconds, Kyle, name three good reasons to cry.
Oh, because someone dies, you hurt yourself, and you get a car crash.
All right.
Good reason.
You get a what? Car crash?
Car crash.
Car crash.
I would
great.
Cry, too.
Yeah.
All right, Bree.
No happy tears in Kyle's answers.
All sadness.
They were all good reasons to cry. Get off my back.
All right, Bree, it's your turn.
And
okay. Bree, this is a tough one. In 4 seconds, name three animals with kneecaps.
A dog, cat, and a camel.
I love it. Dog, cat, and camel. Woo!
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, that cats actually have elbows.
They do. They have elbows and knees.
So they don't have four legs. They have two arms.
They have two arms and two legs. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
They have hips. Yeah, and they've got shoulders. Yeah, yeah, it's very weird.
You ever watch that movie Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
Walking around.
No, head, shoulder, knees, and toes. You can't really. It's complicated for cats.
It's difficult. Yes, yes. Wow. After round one, we have a tie ball game. Everybody on the board with 1 point. John Jay Van Ness, we move over to you. John Jay, in 4 seconds. Name three reasons to hide.
Chased, murderer, and you're scared.
I'll give it to
all
you.
Same reason, I think.
I love it. I'm down.
Perfect. Get being served. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Reasons I've hidden.
I like this question for Rich Barra. Rich Barra, in 4 seconds, name three bad TV shows.
According to Jim, Full House.
Oh, no.
White Lotus. Lost. I'm going to keep going whether we're playing the game or not.
All right. No point for Rich that round. Peyton Whitmore, we move over to you. Peyton, in 4 seconds, name three kinds of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, no. Blueberry, strawberry, and brown sugar.
Woo!
Let's go. Hey, just so everybody knows, I went and bought a box of blueberry Pop-Tarts. They're fire.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Yes. So good.
Welcome to the team.
Club.
Yeah. Wait, five minutes. There we go.
You let me hang for a second.
Yeah, sorry about that. All right, Kyle Unfug. In 4 seconds, name three words people mispronounce.
Therefore, here too, and because.
I love it. I will give you that. Because.
My son says becubs.
Oh, there we go.
Cute. It's the cutest thing ever.
All right. Bree, you can tie it up with Peyton, Kyle, and John Jay.
Okay, I'm trying.
All right, Bree, in 4 seconds, name three Taylor Swift songs.
Never Getting Back Together, Crazy.
Woo!
I heard that. What was the last one?
Style.
I love it. I'll give it to you. We have a four-way tie between John Jay, Peyton, Kyle, and Bree. One last round. Name is your buzzer. Everybody ready?
Okay.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Name is your buzzer. What toppings would you put on a cheeseburger?
Brie.
Brie!
Cheese. Lettuce. Tomatoes.
Yeah! All right, Brie, hold on. We're going to set you up. Kyle's going to tell us what we need to know next. John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
200 artists and 30 rights groups have actually sent a letter demanding that Red Rocks Amphitheater and its ticket provider immediately cancel contracts to use Amazon's palm recognition system. Now, we talked about this a while ago, how a lot of different concert venues were thinking of using this as your ticket. Your palm is your ticket. But everyone's like, what are you using our palm prints for? Our personal information. We don't like it. Cancel it. We're not going to play at your venues anymore that have this software. We're not going to be a part of it because you have failed to be transparent. If you remember, 2 years ago, Amazon revealed it was providing facial recognition software for use by police departments. But after pressure from protesters, they put a pause on that little thing. So everyone's like, yeah, we don't trust what you're doing with all that. Google Maps wants to help you shop this holiday season, make life life a little bit easier for you. So they've added like an area busyness feature. They've revamped their directory. They've expanded grocery service. Now lets you add like your favorite grocery apps to Google Maps. Anyways, they've just added a whole bunch of stuff. Plus, United Airlines has announced they're bringing back those tiny bottles of alcohol on your flight.
And
that's, that's what you need to know.
John Jane Rich.
Hey, a couple things I didn't get to on Stacks and Hacks that I think is really interesting. A 38-year-old guy in Boston recently showed up at an ER after he had a seizure. Found out he'd been living with a tapeworm in his brain for 2 decades.
What?
Isn't that jacked up?
Ouch.
Oh, my gosh.
A woman in Arizona found out her husband had been cheating with her best friend after her friend had a baby with the exact same birthmark her husband had.
Oh, that's messed up.
If that was in a movie, you would never believe that. You'd be like, come on.
It wasn't just a birthmark, though. Like, she was saying it's something like called, like, these, like, neck bubbles. It's, like, indistinguishable. It's not just like, oh, he had a brown spot on his neck and so did the baby. It's like,
you saw it somewhere?
Yeah, like, I watched the video of the girl who was, like, describing it. She was like, several of his other kids also had this happen when they were babies. So, she was,
so
like,
it's like a genetic thing.
Yeah.
If I was the husband,
like,
I'd be like,
I knew that was his.
Must be contagious from the room. Hanging out with her. Anyway, a speed camera in Australia caught somebody driving 70 miles an hour with a guy lying on the hood of the car drinking a beer.
How are you that chill when you're going 70? Like, wouldn't that be scary?
Yeah, terrifying.
Netflix released a list of their top shows and movies to date, both English and non-English. Overall, number one, Squid Game, Bridgerton, Money Heist. Top three movies, Bird Box, Extraction, and The Irishman.
I've never seen the last two. Bird Box was good, though.
Hulu's got a new Marvel cartoon called Marvel's Hit Monkey, and it stars Jason Sudeikis. It stars Ted Lasso. What's his ex-wife's name? Is it Olivia Munn?
Yeah.
She's in it, too.
Wow.
So they have a whole series together.
Interesting.
I watched their commercial. It's kind of weird.
She Olivia Wilde.
Okay, Olivia Munn is in this. All right. Anyway, check out all our social media, John Jay and Rich.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.